This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. The leading Democrats vying for the White House unleashed attacks on each other Tuesday night in their final debate before South Carolina holds its primary this weekend. AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
Front-running candidate Bernie Sanders took the brunt of the attacks on the CBS News debate on his Medicare for All program, his vote on gun control, and his socialist agenda.
I'm hearing my name mentioned a little bit tonight.
But Sanders says he's striking a chord with voters.
They don't want candidates to be running to billionaires for huge amounts of funding.
Some of the sharpest exchanges, Elizabeth Warren hammering Mike Bloomberg.
The boss who said to me, kill it, the way that Mayor Bloomberg
never
alleged
said that.
To have said to one of pregnant employees.
Former Vice President Joe Biden says he's sure he will win South Carolina. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Following the debate, the campaign of Pete Buttigieg canceled several Florida events planned for Wednesday. AP's Mike Rossier reports.
Citing illness, Democratic presidential candidate Pete Buttigieg's campaign has canceled three private fundraisers that were scheduled Wednesday in South Florida. A campaign spokesman said late Tuesday the former South Bend, Indiana mayor has a cold. When word first surfaced of the cancellations, there was speculation it could signal problems for the campaign, especially after Buttigieg's off-script pitch during Tuesday night's debate in Charleston.
I shouldn't miss the opportunity. If you're watching right now and you support my campaign, go to PeteForAmerica.com and chip in.
Buttigieg has been trying to raise $13 million ahead of next week's 14-state Super Tuesday contests. I'm Mike Gracia.
For more on the race for the White House, you can go to VOAnews.com and find all sorts of information about the candidates. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. The U.S. government's response to the deepening coronavirus crisis is splitting lawmakers as congressional Democrats disagreed with President Donald Trump's assertion the virus has been contained within the United States. Meanwhile, the World Health Organization is warning countries to be ready to respond quickly when the virus arrives. Reuters' Adam Reed has more.
The World Health Organization is warning countries to do more to prepare for the coronavirus, saying the disease is literally knocking at the door. Speaking from Geneva, WHO spokesman Christian Lindmeier drew a comparison to Italy's own outbreak, the biggest in Europe, where he says the response was pretty strong. Iran, meanwhile, has the highest number of coronavirus deaths outside China, where the virus emerged in December. And more than 2,600 have died. That country's own deputy health minister and a member of parliament have tested positive for the coronavirus, as the death toll there rose to 16.
That is Reuters' Adam Reed reporting. The virus continues to rattle stock markets in Asia over fears about the effects of the coronavirus on world trading and manufacturing. In the U.S., the Dow Jones has dropped nearly 2,000 points in the past 2 days. AP's Seth Sutel reports it was another rough day on Wall Street.
We were down about 3% in the main indexes. It's the second day running of pretty steep declines. The main reason here is that the market's really kind of waking up to the fact that the economic effects of the coronavirus infection are not really understood very well yet. They could be worse going down the line than the most optimistic projections.
There are nearly 80,000 confirmed cases worldwide and more than 2,600 deaths. President Trump is flying back to Washington at this hour after a two-day visit to India. Mr. Trump and Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi spent a lot of time discussing trade issues, but there was no announcement on a major trade deal. The National Transportation Safety Board has revealed the cause of a deadly crash involving a Tesla SUV. The AP's Ed Donahue has more.
The driver who was killed in the crash 2 years ago in California was playing a video game on his smartphone. The SUV was being controlled by a partially automated driving system. Chairman Robert Sumwalt said people need to realize vehicles like these have partial automation. It's not self-driving. The NTSB says the SUV did not brake and there was no steering movement detected to avoid the crash. The driver had earlier complained about autopilot malfunctioning and swerving in the area near where the crash occurred. NTSB also determined Tesla does not adequately make sure drivers are paying attention. Ed Donahue, Washington.
I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.